eggs made of agate on people's desks used for paperweight. I wonder if there's any connection between the old idea of a nest egg and an artificial egg used for a paperweight. I don't know. Now, back in your father's boyhood, many people didn't have plumbing. What might they carry water in? What would you call, give me some terms for the thing that they carried water in.
A bucket.
All right. What else would you call a bucket? A bucket is a what?
A pail.
All right. What did they carry milk in? You know anything?
Buckets, yeah.
Buckets. All right. Do you remember anybody in your childhood that kept a container at our pail at the back door of the house to put scraps and waste and juices from the kitchen in it?
No, I don't remember them doing that.
What would a farmer use to carry food to the pigs? Maybe he saved the kitchen waste and carried it to the pigs. What would that bucket be called?
The slop bucket.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you fry eggs in, usually?
A skillet.
All right. When you were a child, what kind of skillets did you use? In other words, what were they made out of?
Iron skillets. They were black.
Do you still use an iron skillet?
Yes, I like to fry chicken in an iron skillet.
Did you ever see people, maybe the woman who did your washing, boil water in a big black container?
Pot. Mm-hmm.
Where did you see that container located?
In her yard.
And tell me about it and what she used it for.
She built a fire under this big black pot, and she put the water in there, and when it came to a boil, she put the clothes in there and the soap. And then she would let it boil, and she had a big long stick that looked like a paddle. And she would stand there around the fire and stir those clothes, I guess, until she felt like they were clean.
And the hot water helped to clean the clothes.
Uh-huh.
Would you have any idea of when the use of the washerwoman went out and these women stopped providing that service?
I would say it'd be in the late 1930s.
That since that time, there have been very few women who do that kind of work for other people. All right.
They call them wash pots.
Mm-hmm. Wash pots. Have you ever heard it called a wash boiler?
That's really what it was, because it was boiling water.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you call a container that you put some cut flowers in the house?
A vase.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what do you call the thing that you might put on the porch, the container, and you put a single plant in it to grow? What would you call that, the thing you put the flowers in to grow? You set out some flowers in there, what?
A pot.
What kind of pot?
A clay pot.
All right. What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate? Name them for me.
A knife, fork, and spoon.
All right. If the dishes are all dirty, you say, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must the dishes.
Wash the dishes.
Okay. And after she washes the dishes, then she...
Dries them.
All right. But before you dry them, you might... You wash them.
Rinse them.
All right. What do you call the cloth or the rag that you use to wash dishes? What do you call yours every day?
A dish rag.
You do? All right. What do you call a cloth that you dry dishes with?
A dish towel.
All right. What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Wash rag.